快啊，我们家里的孩子很快就开学。
And very soon the new school will start.
那我们教会宗教教育系也是一样。
And same with them, our RE program in the church.
我们宗教教育系啊，今天下午呢，就是要做一个结业礼，还有呢，顺便也是一个开学礼。
And this afternoon, during the service, we'll have an RE year-end service. Also, you'll mark the beginning of a new school year.
我们真耶稣教会在多伦多这边呢，得到神很大的祝福。
The Toronto Church was greatly blessed by the Lord.
最主要就是我们在这边有很多很多的青少年跟小孩。
Mainly because we have a lot of youth and a lot of children.
代表说我们教会有非常好的未来。
It shows us that we have a bright future.
但是也代表我们每一家每一户都有非常大的挑战。
But it also means that every family has a great challenge.
因为教养孩童呢，是神给每一个基督徒家庭家长的这个使命。
Because teaching your children is a mission given by the Lord to every parent.
但是教养孩童又是在一个家庭里面其中一样最难最难的考验。
However, we know teaching our children is also one of the hardest tasks in a family.
有人说一个家庭要夫妻要维持感情的很好，已经不容易了。
Some people say that it's hard to maintain a good relationship between the spouses.
有了孩子之后，还要教他们。
And then after you have kids, you have to teach them.
当然小时候就是要养他们而已。
And when they were young, you just need to raise them.
但是越来越长大了，你需要教他。
But then when they grow older, you have to teach them.
但是要怎么样教呢？
How do you teach your kids?
现在社会上有很多的不同的书。
And in this society, we have many books we can read.
有很多的方法。
There are many methods.
那有时候你跟着那些方法去做。
Sometimes you try to follow these methods.
有时候有效，又有时候好像没有效。
Some of them seem to be working, but some of them seem not to work.
有些时候专家这样讲。
And some of the experts, as I said.
有些专家又另外一种说法。
But then some other expert will say that doesn't work. You have to follow my way.
有些理论现在还行得通。
And some of the methods they used was working back then.
但是过了几十年之后又被推翻了，又说这样不对。
But after a few decades, they say this is the wrong way.
还有呢，教孩子一个最难的方一个方面。
And then one of the hardest aspects in teaching a kid is.
就是我们所教的孩子已经不是你那一代的那些人。
And then the hardest aspect of it is because you're not teaching people from your generation.
你跟你太太，你跟你丈夫是同一代的人，所以比较能够了解对方。
You and your husband and wife, and you know each other because you're from the same generation.
你跟你孩子是不同一代的人。
But you and your children are not from the same generation.
基本上活在不同的世界里面。
You're living a different world.
我们又是移民。
And we are immigrants.
又把孩子带来这个地方，他们在这边出生，跟我们原来的国家要完全不一样。
We brought our kids here. They grow up here. It's different from where we grew up.
所以要怎么样教
？How do we teach our kids？
今天我们就以一个题目，在基督里的教养孩童。
Now, today I would like to use the topic teaching your children in Christ.
我们要教养孩童。
As mutual encouragement that we need to teach our kids.
但是我们要在基督里来做这件事情。
But then we need to teach our kids in Christ.
首先我们看箴言的二十二章。
Listen to Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言的二十二章的第六节。
Proverbs 22 verse 6.
箴言二十二章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
二十二章的六节。
22 verse 6.
教养孩童，使他走当行的路道，就是到老，他也不偏离。
Train a child in a way that he should go, and when he is old, he would not turn from it.
箴言是智慧的话语。
Proverbs are the words of the wise man.
人生有很多重要的事。
There are many important things in our life.
比如说要赚钱。
Like we need to earn money, make a living.
要好好的享受生活。
We need to enjoy our life.
但是箴言却提醒我们一件事情。
But the Proverbs remind us one thing.
比刚刚说那些东西更重要的。
What's even more important than what we just mentioned?
就是如果你选择要有家庭。
Is that if you choose to have a family of your own?
你选择要有孩子。
If you choose to have children.
你一定要好好的去教养他。
Then you need to teach them well.
使他走当行的道。
So then we teach them in a way that he should go.
这个当行的道是什么道呢？
What is this way that is referring to here?
当然都是他人生的道路。
That is his way of life.
可能他的成长。
When he grow.
他的事业，他的学业。
And when he make a decision about his education, his career.
那些都是道路。
These are his way.
但是有另外一条道路更重要。
But there is a way that's even more important.
就是他的信仰的道路。
That is his faith.
他的人生的道路。
His way of life.
如果你在他还很小的时候就教导他。
If when we teach them when they are still young.
他知道要走哪一条路。
They would know which way to take.
那他到了老了，他就不会偏离。
And then even when he's old, he will not turn from it.
就是有些时候你年轻的时候给他打好根基了。
So when he's young, you have laid a good foundation for him.
等他长大，你不用再教了。
When he grows older, you don't need to teach him the same thing again.
等他长大也不用烦恼了。
When you grow older, you don't need to worry for.
但是如果你在他还小的时候不教他。
But if you don't teach him when they are still young.
然后以后才要教他，你教不了了。
You try to teach them when they grow older, it will be very difficult.
或是等他已经偏离了，你才着急，也没有用了。
Or when they already stray from this road and you try to correct them, it will be too late.
所以教养孩童是每一个家庭最重要的工作。
That's why I say teaching your kids in the Lord is the most important work in your family.
那这里说了孩童啊，我们就要问一个问题了。
So here when he talks about a child, you have a question.
孩童的定义。几岁才是孩童
？How do we define as a child? How old should I be?
我们看孩童，有人可能说啊，五岁，还是六岁，还是七岁
？Some people may say maybe like 5-6 years old.
那我们要用圣经当时的时代的文化背景来定义什么叫孩童
？But we need to define a child by the biblical standard back in the day.
以色列人，这是犹太人，他们对孩童的定义。
And the Israelites or the Jewish people that define child as
到今天也是一样，没有改变。
It's the same even today.
啊，大概是到十二岁。
It's when they are till they are 12.
啊，犹太人他们把自己的孩子啊，把他训练成长。
And the Jewish people they train their kids.
啊，女生到十二岁的时候。
When a girl when she turns 12.
还有男生到十三岁的时候。
When a boy turns 13.
他们有一个仪式啊，很重要。他们就是要个仪式要。Confirm, 确定他们是律法之子。
They will have a very important ceremony in their life. It confirms that they are the child of the son of the law.
啊，什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是一个人呢、啊，长到十二十三岁了，他就不算小孩子了。
That means when someone grows to 12 or 13 years old, they are no longer counted as a child.
他要为自己的行为、行动负责任了。
They need to be responsible for their own actions.
十二十三岁，他应该要完全知道神的律法在讲什么。
When a person is 12, 13 years old, they should know everything about the law.
他应该知道什么是对，什么是不对。
They should know what's right and what's wrong.
他应该知道自己的身份。
They should know who they are.
他应该知道神喜欢什么。
They should know what pleases God and what doesn't.
如果到十二十三岁都还不知道的话。
But if a child does not know that when they turn 12.
啊，那我以后要再教就非常的难。
It'll be very difficult to teach them afterwards.
所以圣经说教养孩童啊，是指从零岁到十二或者十三岁这段时间。
So when the Bible says train your child, it means that when they born till they are 13.
这个就是孩子成长的黄金的时期。
This is a golden period for you to teach your kids.
如果你这段时间错过了。
If you miss this time period,
那很可能你也错过了他一辈子的教育了。
You probably miss his whole life.
但是问题是现在的社会啊。
What's difficult is in this society.
现在的人生孩子生得比较晚。
In this society today, people start to have their children later in life.
然后孩子生出来之后。
And after they have children.
因为比较晚才生孩子，所以孩子生出来之后，慢慢已经步入靠近中年的时候。
So when you have a kid, because you have your kid later in your life, you're about your middle age.
或者是呢，生完孩子之后呢，啊，正在拼事业，忙工作。
And that's about the time when you have the business with your career.
啊，所以在你最忙的时候。就是你孩子最需要那头十二年的时候。
So you see that the busiest time in your career is also the time your kid needs you the most.
往往一晃眼，孩子就超过十二岁了。
And then very quickly your kids is over 12.
就忽略了。
And then you already missed that time.
就很后悔了。
And then you regret it.
所以圣经特别告诉我们。
That's why the Bible tells us.
你要把握教养孩童了，就是要在他十二十三岁之前。
Now we need to take hold of this opportunity before they turn 12.
那不要失去这个。黄金的机会。
We shouldn't miss this golden opportunity to teach them.
那犹太人的教育、啊、跟我们中国人的或者是一般的想法不一样。
And the Jewish way of teaching their kids is different from, let's say, a Chinese way or any other nation.
一般人的所谓的教育、啊、就是想说学习有多少分数。
And when we talk about teaching our kids, we probably think about teaching them so they can do really good in school.
去哪一个学校？
A better school they can go to.
哪一个校区它的排名好不好
？Or which school district that we're going to send them to.
那以后去哪一个大学
？And which university they can end up going.
哪一个学科
？And which program.
读什么有前途？读什么比较赚钱
？And what they end up doing can make more money.
就是我们呢，一般呢，世俗的想法是什么是教育
？And this is how the worldly thinking of how to teach your kids well.
但是你从圣经里面看，神的选民所受的教育是什么
？But if we look in the Bible, what do the children of God receive education?
从古到今，犹太人所看重的 神所谓的教育就是要教导他们智慧。
So we can see from the Bible, since back in the day, the thing they emphasize the most is to teach them to be wise.
不是学习的分数。
It's not how much grade you have in school.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为学习的分数啊，排名啊，你一离开学校，那就没有意义了。
Because how much you get in school, it means nothing after you graduate.
你一进到社会，没有人问你，你以前拿几分。
After you enter society to work, nobody will ask you, so what did you get when you were undergrad?
没有人问你，你到底哪一个学校出来的。
And maybe not a lot of people ask you which school you graduated from.
你进到那么复杂的环境。
You enter a very complex society.
你每天都要做很多的决定。
You have to make a lot of decisions in your life.
那如果做决定错了，你人生就完了。
If you make a wrong decision, sometimes you just ruin your life.
所以犹太人所说的训练孩子、教养孩童，是按照圣经，是要给他们智慧。
That's why the Jewish people, when they teach the kids, they do it according to what the Bible said. That is to teach them to be wise.
让他们自己到十二三岁了，就可以开始做正确的选择。
So when they turn 12, when they turn 13, they are able to make wise decisions.
这个就是我们的所谓说在基督里面有信仰的教育的目标。
That is the goal in Christ when we teach our kids.
所以这带来我们的第一点。
So that's my first point.
如果我们要在基督里面教养孩童，
If we want to teach our kids in Christ,
我们一定要在十二三岁之前呢、啊，让神的话有大量的神的话进到他的头脑里面。
Now we need to make sure when our kids turn 12 or 13 that in their heart and their mind they are already filled with God's words.
记住是十二三岁之前。
It needs to be before 12 and 13.
是让神的话大量进到他头脑里面。
That he will have immense knowledge of God's words.
无论他懂不懂，明不明白。
It doesn't matter whether they actually understand it or not.
那没有关系。
That's okay.
要先让神的话大量的进去。
We need to make sure they memorize them.
这个就是犹太人他们从小给孩子的宗教教育。
That is a religious education the Jewish people give them to their kids.
我们看这个《生命记》的第五章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记第五章
Deuteronomy chapter 5
第二十九节
verse 29
生命记第五章的二十九节
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29
我愿他们存这样的心敬畏我常遵守我的一切诫命使他们和他们的子孙永远得福
29, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever.
这是神跟百姓说的话。
This is what the Lord said to his people.
就希望这些人呢，这些百姓可以敬畏我。
He wished that all his people to fear him.
所以教育最高的目标就是要敬畏神。
That is the highest goal when we teach our kids for them to fear the Lord.
你不敬畏神，IQ 再高，头脑再好也没有用。
If someone doesn't fear God, it doesn't matter how smart this kid is.
这个世界很多很聪明的人。
In this world, there are many smart people.
但是很少敬畏神的人。
But there is not a lot of people that actually fear God.
这个世界才那么乱。
That's why this world is very chaotic.
所以神说，我希望他们敬畏我。
That's why God here says he wished for them to fear him.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
你去对他们说，你们回到帐篷里面去吧。
30, go tell them to return to their tents.
至于你可以站在我这里，我要将一切诫命、律例、典章传给你，你要教训他们，使他们在我赐给他们为业地上遵行。
31, but you stay here with me, so I may give you all the commands, decrees, and laws that you are to teach them to follow in the land I'm giving them to possess.
神说，我要把大量的神的话语传给你，摩西，然后你呢，要去传给
Here God told Moses that he is going to give him all the commands, decrees, and laws so that Moses can pass them down to the Israelites.
那怎么样传呢?
How do you pass them down?
接下来在第六章里面呢，就是我们非常熟悉的一段，就是第四节开始，就是讲到有关于宗教教育的重要。
And starting from chapter 6, verse 4, it talks about the importance of RE education.
这个我们常常读。
And we read this passage all the time.
今天我们也再读一次。
And today we'll read it again.
犹太人，神的选民，他们每个礼拜安息日都是要读这一段。
And the Jewish people, every Sabbath day, they will have to read this passage.
每个人都要背这一段。
Everyone will memorize this passage.
小孩子从小就要背这一段。
Their kids, when they were young, they already memorized it.
所以这一段是他们最熟的。
This passage, they are very familiar with.
从第四节开始。
Starting from verse 4.
就是以色列啊，你要听。
Oh, Israel, the Lord,
主我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord God, the Lord is one.
那怎么教育呢？就是要听。
So how can we teach them? We need to teach them to listen.
人是从听里面学习的。
As human beings learn from listening.
像我们坐在这边听道理，我们学习。
When we are sitting here, we listen to a sermon, we are learning.
我们去学校听课， 在学习。
When we go to school, we listen to the lecture. We are learning.
神告诉百姓，你要听，主是独一的。
And I hear, the Lord tell them here, O Israel, that the Lord is one.
大量的听。
We need to keep on listening.
然后第六节说呢
？Verse six.
我所吩咐你的话，你要记在心里。
Verse six, it says, "This command I give you today to be upon your heart."
记就是要背。
You need to memorize.
你听完了不背的话，就会忘记。
If you listen and then you don't memorize, then you'll forget.
听完之后把它背起来了。
So after you listen something important, you need to remember them.
哦，那记到心里面了。
You need to take them to your heart.
然后呢，第七节，再叫，你要殷勤的叫你的儿女。
Impress them on your children.
啊，再 impress 叫这里说 impress 就好像打一个印一样，再把它深刻一点。
It's like you're trying to make an impression on your child.
啊，那再来了就是。怎么 impress 呢？怎么样把他教示殷勤教导呢
？So how can you do this？
就是要讨论。
That is to talk about。
你跟他谈。
You need to have a discussion。
所以我们把它整理起来啊，这里有三个重点啊。
So if we look at this section, there's three important points。
你要给他听。
One, they need to listen。
你让他听得到。
You need to make sure they can listen。
你让他背。
And then you have them memorize。
背的过程你要先看。
You need to pay attention first。
要先 read 啊。
You need to read first。
如果你不会 read， 你没办法背。
Because if you can read, you can really memorize.
要看，然后读出来，然后背。
So you listen, you read, and you memorize.
背好之后，你再跟他讨论。
And after they memorize, then you can have a discussion.
明不明白
？To see if they understand.
有没有疑问
？If there is any question.
生活上怎么可以应用下来
？How can they apply this in their life？
我们想想啊，我们在座的大部分都是移民啊，都是从亚洲那边搬过来的。
Most of us here are immigrants from Asia.
你以前怎么读书的
？How did you study？
就是要背东西。
That is to memorize.
啊，老师的教你说这个课文背起来。
The teacher go like you have to memorize this whole lesson here.
很多句子，很多生字背起来。
There's many words you don't understand that you have to understand.
一整篇文章要背起来。
Sometimes you have to memorize a whole chapter.
我记得以前每个礼拜学校一定要给你背一篇文章，要把它写出来。
I remember back in my day, the school tell us to memorize a whole chapter, and we need to actually write it.
中文一篇，英文一篇。
One English and one Chinese.
然后呢？很多成语也要背。
And there's many idioms in there that we have to memorize.
背啊，到最后就进到头脑里面。
So if you keep on doing this over again and again, then you'll actually memorize it.
我记得小时候我们的宗教教育也是用这些方法。
And I remember back in the day when I was in religious education, we used the same way.
每天去宗教教育，就是老师就说你要背圣经。
And when we go to the classes, the teacher say you have to memorize the memory verse.
小孩子的头脑就好像一个海绵一样。
And we often say that the children's mind is like a sponge.
有很好的记忆力。
They can memorize very easily.
你陪他读，让他背，他就背起来。
If you read with them, and then they will be able to retain really quickly.
然后呢，你把它贴在，把一些经文呢、啊，如果接下来在第八节，你把一些经文绑在手上，贴在那个门框、门楣上。
And then in verse 8, we see they tie them as symbols on the hands and bind them on the forehead.
哇，让他常常有机会在家看到这句话。
Which means that they will be able to see these sentences in the house a lot.
十二岁以前，十三岁以前。
We do this before they turn 12.
你陪他读，陪他背，让他看到。
We read with them, we discuss with them, and they can see it.
这些神的话就变成他的头脑里面的观念的一个部分。
And this will become a concept in their value system.
有人说我传道里太古板了，现在哪有人背东西的？
And sometimes people tell me that you're old-fashioned. Nobody try to memorize anything.
这边是加拿大，2016年。
It's 2016 in Canada.
学校哪有叫学生背东西的
？And the school don't teach their kids to memorize things anymore.
这边是强调要明白。
Now here we just emphasize to understand.
明白就好了，不一定要背。
If you understand and able to comprehend it, you don't need to actually memorize them word by word.
要自由的发展。
You need to let them have their free freedom.
不要死背。
Not just like memorize them on book.
听起来好像很对啊。
It sounds right.
对，现代的西方的教育真的是不强调背东西。
And then we see in the Western education system, he doesn't really emphasize memorizing.
祈求明白。
They only need you to understand the concept.
但是问题是，如果你不要求，这个圣经的方法是不会改变的。
But we know that the Bible way will not change.
我们如果不强调小孩子要背神的话，要看神的话，要读出来，要常常看得到。
If we don't emphasize the kids need to read it often and memorize them,
在他成长的过程当中不建立这一套系统的话
，If we don't establish system when they grow up,
你问他神的话里面有什么经节，他讲不出来。
When you ask them when they grow up, what are the words in the Bible? They won't be able to tell you.
他的感觉里面很模糊。圣经的话是什么
？They'll have a very vague understanding of the words in the Bible.
不然你回去得问你孩子。
If you don't believe, you can go home and ask your kids.
一些很出名的金句。
You can ask them the very famous verses.
你讲头一段，那后面那一段他背不背的背不背出来给你
？If you say the beginning of the verse, if they can finish it for you.
或者是你讲一句金句出来，你告诉他说，请问在哪里？你翻得出来吗
？Or you ask them where is this verse recorded?
哎，他头脑先，他说给我 iPad 了，我来用电脑找了。
They probably tell you, give me your iPad, I'll search for you.
啊，给我那个，给我手机了，我用手机里面找了。
Or you can just Google that.
啊，这个根本没有进到头脑里面。
Then we'll know they didn't really memorize it.
啊，这个就是经那个神的话语没有进到心中。
That is the words of God is not in their hearts.、
啊、但是我们今天呢，给孩子什么东西在他们的心中呢
？So today, what do we give our kids for so them can remember?
好了，你不给他背东西了。
If we don't let them memorize things.
啊，他的头脑里面要背什么呢
？So what's in their heads?
他的头脑里面呢，就给他现在很多人都给他看很多 video 啊，还有电影啊、电视啊一些。会动的东西。
And nowadays, a lot of parents just let their kids watch TVs, movies.
啊，所以神的话记不起来，但是世界的东西背得很好。
So we see our kids don't no longer know the words in the Bible, but they know the things of this world.
哇，这样子的话真的很难。当他进到青春期的时候了，神的话不在他里面的时候。
When they turn into a teenager and they don't have the words of God in them.
啊，这样子他就很难会做正确的决定。
It'll be very difficult for them to make the right decision.
啊，所以我们做家长的。
So as a parent,
我们试试看在家里。
We need to try this.
你除了陪孩子读圣经之外
，Not only you read the Bible with your kids.
你每天要求他。
Every day you have to ask them.
一些好的句子，圣经好的金句，你要背起来。
We have to ask them to memorize the good verses in the Bible.
我们对孩子通常比较多别的要求。
And some we often have other things that we ask our child to do.
回来练了琴没有？
And we'll ask them, did you practice piano?
再来，数学做了没有
？Did you do your math and exercise?、
啊、再来，学校的小说看了没有
？Did you read the book that you have to read from the school?
哎，我们对他有很多学业的要求。
We have a lot of requirement for them regarding their school.
知道他们一定要怎么样，以后才会比较容易成功。
Because we know they have to do this and that to be successful in this society.
但是我看了一本书。
But I read a book.
一个基督徒，韩国的一个基督徒所写的。
It's a Korean Christian that wrote this book.
啊，他说他教育孩女的儿女的时候啊，强调一点什么
？That this the author said that he when he teaches kids, he emphasizes one thing.
他说孩子一下课回来，让他休息，吃了点心之后。
He said that after my kids come home from school and after they have some refreshment.
在他读书之前。
Before he studied.
他问他一句话：你今天圣经读了没有？
He will ask his kid, "Have you read the Bible?"
他不是问他练了琴没有。
It's not like, "Have you practiced piano?"
其他东西没有。
Not other things.
他说：“你今天读了神的话没有？”
He will ask his kid, "Have you read the Bible?"
小孩子都很懒嘛，那怎么会自己去读圣经
？Because kids, we know they won't go to read the Bible themselves.
妈妈说：“我对你只有一个要求。”
The mother said, "I have only one requirement."
你一定要先读圣经。
You need to read the Bible first.
爸爸妈妈陪你读。
I will read it with you.
每天背一节。
Every day we'll memorize one verse.
孩子一开始都很懒啊，都想要逃开。
At the beginning, we know the kids will try to run away.
妈妈很严格啊。
But this mom, she has.
我不是跟你开玩笑，你圣经不读，神的话不读，我不管你其他功课，你圣经不读，饭不可以吃。
The mother would say, "It doesn't matter what anything else you didn't do. If you didn't read the Bible, you have no dinner."
哇哇！因为妈妈那么严格，所以孩子就乖乖的，从小就背啊背啊，读神的话，大量神的话就进去。
And because his mother is so firm with it, so then when this kid, when he grow up, he would have a lot of knowledge of the biblical words.
一开始他很抗拒。
At the beginning, he doesn't like.
但是后来呢，他就觉得，哎，很好。
But after a while, he started to get used to it and started to like it.
啊，这个对他长大之后都很有的帮助。
And this will help him greatly when he grows up.
今天我们很看重孩子的其他的课业啊，或者是才艺。
Today we pay emphasis on extracurricular works that our kids do.
很少家长问孩子你今天读了圣经没有
？Very few parents will say, "We ask their kids, 'Have you read the Bible today?"
为什么我们不敢问
？Why don't
不想问
？Why don't we ask them this question?
因为也不敢问。
Because we don't dare to.
因为自己都没有读，怎么敢问要求自己去读，孩子去读
？Because we ourselves didn't read the Bible, so how can we ask our kids to do that?
孩子看到我们有空就在摸手机。
And we our kids see us when we have free time, we start go on our phone.
我们没有在看神的话。
We are not reading God's words.
所以孩子也没有真的是把神的话到心里面。
So the kids will not take God's words in their heart.
所以我们要训练我们的孩童。
We need to train our kids.
让大量神的话进到他的头脑里面。
So in their head, they will be full with God's words.
就好像孩子小时候，你希望他长高一点、长好一点，你要大量的营养给他。
Just like when we wish our kids to grow taller, we'll give them a lot of nutrition.
啊，我们在家里也是给他大量神的话。
That's why in our house we'll give them a lot of words of God.
啊，有时候你可以把一些经节啊贴在厕所。
And I've heard that you can pay some verses in the washroom.
啊，那些英文的，那些中文他看不懂啊。
You have them in English if they don't.
他每天上厕所在蹲马桶的时候就看到哇那句经节。
So every time they go to the washroom, they will see the verse.
贴在他的房间。
Well, we'll stick it on their room.
或是叫他自己写，自己抄，然后贴在他的房间。
Or we'll ask them to write down themselves and then stick it onto their wall.
这是神要你做的，真的要神对你的要求，你自己看。
This is the requirement of God for you.
他每天起床都看到啊，床边他贴了一句。
So every day they wake up, they'll see this verse on their bed.
其实我们大人自己都可以这样做。
And even as adults, we can do the same.
神的话很有力量。
Because there's power, there's strength in God's words. 神的话
会改变我们的生命。
Because God's words can change our life.
第二点呢？我们要在孩子十二三岁之前呢，要帮他订立、建立好界限。
And the second point is that before they turn 12 or 13, we need to help them set a boundary.
这是要规范他们。
We need to 规范他们。We need to teach them order.
To control them 啊，要规范，要一个 boundary 啊。我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
五章的二十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 22.
耶利米书五章的二十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 22.
耶和华说：“你们怎么不惧怕我呢？我以永远的定力，用沙为海的界限，水不得越过。因此，你们在我面前还不战惊吗？波浪虽然翻腾，却不能逾越；虽然无论，却不能过去。”
22. Should you not fear me, declares the Lord? Should you not tremble in my presence? I may send a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier it cannot cross. The waves may roar, but they cannot prevail. They may roar, but they cannot cross it.
啊，这里说神呢，为他所创造的万物都定了界限。
Here it tells us the Lord has set a boundaries for everything He created.
这个是神的创造。
This is His creation.
神的创造之所以是美，之所以是好，就是因为它有界限。
The reason that God's creation is good is because it has boundaries.
像海很大。
The sea is massive.
但是呢，海神也给海一个界限。
But then there is boundary to sea.
有沙的地方，那个水就不能过去了。
When there is sand, the sea may not cross.
如果你一过去的话，你就会毁灭了，你就会淹到有人住的地方。
Because if the sea crosses that boundary, it will flood where human live.
所以在这个水、这个海那么大的范围，你要怎么样波涛汹涌都可以。
And within the boundary, it doesn't matter how big the wave is.
但是你这条线是不能过去的。
They cannot cross that boundary.
你看圣经里面都是界限。
In the Bible, it teaches many boundaries.
啊，神创造人放在伊甸乐园里面。
God had created humans, put them in the Garden of Eden.
哎，很多小朋友都问。
And many children will ask.
为什么神要造那个分别善恶树？
So why did God create the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
好像说不做那个树，不创造那棵树，不是更好？人家不会去吃。不去吃就不会死，好像把人的这个错误都归给神了。
And we think that if there's no tree, then we'll not eat the fruit, and if we don't eat the fruit, then we'll not sin, as if all the responsibility is on God's shoulder.
这是人的理智、人的推理的想法。
This is what as a human makes think.
他不知道在灵界里面有一件事情。
As human, we don't know what happened in the spiritual world.
人跟神是不一样的。
We as humans are different from God.
你不要以为跟神一样。
We cannot be the same as God.
神创造人的时候就已经把这条界限定得很清楚，你跟我是不一样的。
When God created humans, He already set this boundary that you are different from me.
我是创造者，你是被造者。
I'm the creator, you are the one being created.
对，无论如何你要听我。
So it doesn't matter, you have to listen to me.
这个就是界限。
That's a boundary.
在这个界限里面，你什么都可以吃，什么都可以做。
And within the boundary, you can do everything, you can eat anything.
但是你不可以过这条界限。
But you cannot pass this boundary.
不是这棵树本身有毒。
It's not the tree, the fruit that is poisonous.
而是你不听我的话，你就过了界限了。
It's because that you don't listen to me, you pass to cross this boundary.
你就会遇到很不好的事情了，就会遇到死亡。
And bad things will happen.
啊，这是神给人的界限。
Like that is a boundary that God given to men.
那同样在如果我们要在基督里教养我们的孩童。
So if we want to teach our kids in Christ.
你要在他很早的时候，在他零到十二三岁这段时间，要给他很清楚明显的界限。
So when they are still a child, we need to teach them this clear boundary.
其实人与人之间都有界限。
And there's boundaries between people.
你看夫妻之间。
Between the spouses.
你结婚了，你要守住结婚的界限。
And after you marry, you need to keep this boundary.
有一些事情你不可以去做的。
There are things after you marry you cannot do.
你做的话，你过了这个界限，婚姻就没有了。
If you cross the line, you just ruin your marriage.
那孩子跟父母之间也是有界限。
And between between relationship and parents and child, there is boundary.
这是圣经的教训。
That's what the Bible taught.
但是很可惜啊，今天人用人的话去教孩子。
But it's shameful that today we use human ways to teach our kids.
啊，什么叫人的话呢
？What does that mean?
啊，不晓得大家没有听过这样的说法。
I'm not sure if you heard of this.
教孩子哦，不要太严。
Then when we teach our kids, we shouldn't be too harsh.
我们要做孩子的朋友。
We need to be friends of our kids.
啊，不要对他太严谨。
We shouldn't be too harsh.
跟他一样，那这样子跟他做朋友呢，去带他，去影响他。
And then we should be their friend and try to guide them.
啊，不要骂他。
And we don't scold them.
要鼓励，要鼓励。
We need to encourage.
啊，这个叫爱的教育。
That is the education of love.
尤其是西方的特别用这一套。
Especially this is especially popular in the Western world.
做了怎么样不好，也还是要鼓励他。
It doesn't matter how bad that did, and then you still have to encourage.
表现不好不能骂，还要鼓励。
And then they did something bad, you can't really scold them, and you have to actually encourage them.
怕他哭。
Because you're afraid that they'll feel sad.
现在我在观察，有些时候很多家长就是用这套所谓的爱的教育。
Sometimes when I observe, I realize a lot of parents use this system.
没有什么界限。
There's no boundary.
做小孩子很宝贵，很宝贝，所以做什么都容许他。
And our child is very precious to us, so they are allowed to do anything.
啊，就说啊，不要这样哦，不要这样哦。
And we tell them, don't do this, don't do that.
你这样子妈妈会生气哦。
If you do this, I'll be angry.
我就是要这样，那怎么样？
And then the kid will reply,
不要这样，回去我回去我会很生气哦。
I want to do this.
哎，结果回去又没有怎么样。
And then you tell the kids, and if you do this, I'll be angry. But then if you go and when you go home, nothing happens.
很多父母又很怕孩子哭。
And a lot of parents are afraid of their child crying.
不敢骂孩子。
They will not raise their voice.
不敢打孩子。
They will not discipline.
很怕他不开心。
Because they are afraid that they will not be happy.
哎，孩子就越来越超过这个界限了。
And then the child realizes and start to push the boundary.
就来在孩子的心目当中就是没有界限。
And then it becomes to them that there is no boundary.
所以在西方的教育里面呢，很多孩子啊不尊重父母。
We see that a lot of kids will grow up not respecting their parents.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在零到十二三岁那个过程当中
，It's because when they are growing up till they are 12.
很多父母啊没有把这条他可以容许所做。他生活的界限定得很清楚。
That many parents did not set this boundary clearly to their kids.
但是等到他长大了，你要给他界限，他不理你了。
So when they grow up, you want to set up this boundary, they will not listen to you.
所以界限是很重要的。
This is very important.
啊，如果在界限之外
，If it's outside the boundary,
啊，那他就会他的人生就遇到很大的这个困难。
He'll encounter difficulties.
我们刚刚所说的这个爱的教育啊。
Just I mentioned this education of love.
其实一些专家呢，他们在查考，他说差不多六七十年代从美国一些学者所研究的。
And this people say this is from the 60s and 70s.
啊，因为在之前呢，是每一个教育都是很严谨的，要打、要骂、要管。
Because before this time period, and they all practice and being disciplined.
那六七十年代开始慢慢过后呢，就慢慢有所谓的爱的教育。
And then after you pass the time of 60s, 70s, they start to bring this education of love.
就慢慢就没有所谓的界限，没有所谓的所谓的严厉的管教。
So after that, there is no longer a hard boundary, and there is no discipline.
什么都是鼓励，鼓励啊，赞美，赞美。
Everything you do, you have to praise and encourage your kids.
做的再不好，也是要赞美他。
It doesn't matter how bad they do, that you still have to praise.
这种观念，这种教育法呢，也传到英国。
And this kind of system was
so 七八十年代出生的孩子就是用这个方法去教的。
So the kids born in the 70s, the 80s, they are very used to this.
但是后来发觉一个很奇怪的现象。
But then they realize in a very strange.
在没有什么界限、没有什么严厉管教的孩子长大出来以后会变成什么样子呢
？And they start to observe the kids that grew up in this system in the 80s.
很多忧郁症。
And when they see a lot of kids, they still have depression.
很多青少年忧郁。
A lot of teenagers, they have depression.
不能承受压力。
When they grow up, they cannot take any pressure.
也很没有安全感。
They are insecure.
哎，这个就是社会学家他们所发现的现象。
And this is the newly observation from the source.
没有界限就是没有安全感。
When you have no boundary, you feel no security.
反而焦虑更大。
And you worry even more.
其实神爱我们呢。
God loves us.
在这个有罪的社会，这一个有不完美的世界当中。
That when we live in this not so perfect world,
神把一条界限把我们框在里面。
God has given us a boundary to keep us inside.
你守神的道理，你很平安的。
If you keep His words, you have peace.
你会有自由的，在道理里面你是有自由的。
Within the words, you have freedom.
你没有烦恼的。
You don't need to worry.
因为在界限里面，神 会负责保护你。
Because within this boundary, God will protect you.
知道应该怎么做。
You know what to do.
你知道什么是对，什么是错。
You know what's right and what's wrong.
绝对不能出去。
You don't cross this boundary.
这里没有界限。
But if you have no boundary,
反而没有安全感。
You'll feel anxious.
今天很多人很宠爱他们的儿女。
A lot of parents today, they really baby their kids.
但是呢，没有给他很明显的界限。
But then they didn't give them a clear boundary.
什么东西可以做，什么东西不可以做。
The parents don't tell their kids what they can do and what they cannot.
还有给他们太多的选择。
They give them too much choices.
哇，给十二三岁以下的孩子太多选择是不好的。
It's not good to give kids that young many choices.
他们那么小，不需要选择。
When they are that young, they don't need choices.
他需要跟爸爸跟着爸爸妈妈。
All they need to do is to follow their parents.
爸爸妈妈的话就是对，就这里要去做。
They should follow their parents and what they say, what they do.
因为爸爸妈妈用神的话去带领。
And then the parents will guide them with God's words.
所以给他一条很清楚的界限。
And that would be a very clear boundary.
所以我们在基督里面的教导。
And that's how we teach our kids in Christ.
要特别要画清楚界限给他。
We need to set up this clear boundary.
这个是非常重要。
This is very important.
再来第三点。
The third point.
我们来看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Lamentation chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章的二十六节。
Lamentation chapter 3 verse 26.
耶利米哀歌第三章的二十六节。
Lamentation chapter 3 verse 26.
人若人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
人在幼年负轭原是好的。
27. It's good for a man to bear the yoke while he's young.
这个又带来在基督里面的教导孩童的第三点。
This brings up the point that about teaching the kids in Christ.
你要让他在幼年的时候就负轭。
You need to have let them bear the yoke while he's still young.
那这个很重要。
This is important.
我们先来回顾一下第一点，我们讲到你要把大量神的话放在他心里。
And that's just backtrack for a bit. For the first point, you need to instill lots of words of God in there.
头脑的改造，建立观念的建立。
This is to establish a value system.
第二点，我们要讲到说你要给他界限。
The second point we say when you set up a boundary.
但是记住他一过了这个界限，你就要很清楚的给他处罚。
And we need to teach them once they cross the boundary, we need to have punishment.
给他知道有后果。
They will know there's consequences.
你不能讲讲就算了。
You cannot just say it.
圣经说，让杖责打孩童，你不要怕他哭，不要怕他痛。
The kids say you have to discipline your kids.
如果过了界限讲不听，就是要用杖。
If they don't listen to you and they cross the boundary, you have to discipline them.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
但是呢，第三点呢，就是说呢，你在幼年的时候给他一个压力，给他一个轭。是好的。
And then the third point here says, when they are still young, you give them this yoke, have a little pressure, it's good for them.
那这个跟我们一般的想法完全不一样。
This is completely different from what we were told.
老一辈的家长啊，或者是我们老一辈的人，我们想想我们小时候是怎么样成长的呢？
And as the older people here, then you can think about how you grew up.
老一辈的家长啊，或者是阿公阿嬷啊，或者是现在有一些是五六十岁的。这些弟兄姐妹，我们是生活在很苦的环境，是很社会很穷苦的一个社会长大的。
Most of the grandparents or people already in their 50s and above, if you think about your youth, it's probably a very poor time.
那个时候物质很缺乏。
At that time, we don't have a lot of materials.
大家都很穷。
Everyone doesn't have money.
但是有一个现象，就是因为大家都很穷，孩子很多。
And then we see that when there's no money, but there's a lot of kids.
那每一个孩子在家里都要做很多的事。
And every kid,
就负轭，轭就是这种责任啊。
Every kids need to do need to help out in the family. That is a yoke.
比如说大的要带小的。
The older brothers and sisters have to take care of the younger ones.
十岁的姐姐就要背那个五岁的弟弟在后面了。
We'll see like a 10-year-old girl have to carry her 5-year-old brother.
或者很小的就要下田里面工作了。
Or when you're young, you have to help out in the farm.
所以那个年代的孩子呢，虽然很穷。
So we can see the kids in the day, even though they don't have a lot of money.
虽然很忙。
Even though they're busy.
在家里要做很多的事。
They have to do a lot of works in the house.
但是长大情绪很稳定。
But we see this generation when they grow up, they are very stable.
但是现在的孩子呢不一样。
But we see the kids nowadays, they are different.
现在因为父母受苦了，所以有时候说，我千万不能让我孩子受苦。
the parents, they suffer, so then they say, I cannot let my kids grow up the same way as me.
我要我孩子享受最好的。
I want my kids to have the best of everything.
苦爸爸来受就好了，我以前受过了，现在你要享受。
I've suffered, and now you don't need to.
你不能吃苦。
I will not let you suffer.
硬的我来吃，软的你来吃。
I'll take all the hard part, and you can have all the good.
这不是一般的家长的想法吗？
That is now what the parents think.
这个就是这一代的家长的想法。
That's how this generation of parents.
千万不能让孩子受苦。
We will not allow kids suffer.
所以要挑一个 car seat 要挑最好的、最软的、最安全的。
Even when we go buy car seat, we have to buy the softest one, the best one.
孩子的床也是要最好的。
And the kids' bed needs to be the best one as well.
孩子要用的要最好的。
Everything they use needs to be the best.
千万不能让他跌倒，不能让他撞到。
They cannot fall on the ground. I don't want them to get hurt.
如果孩子在 daycare 撞破头了，那个、起一个包了，哇，那个肯定把老师骂得很惨。
And if our kids in daycare they have like a bump in their head, we'll be so angry.
因为现在的父母不想孩子受苦。
Because the parents nowadays don't want their kids to suffer.
好了，这一代如果是这样养出来孩子，会是怎么样孩子呢？
So how do these kids grow up to be like?
已经出来一代这样的孩子了。
We already have one generation of these kind of kids.
又是很多忧郁症。
These kids have depression issues.
抗压能力很低。
Many of kids cannot take pressure.
不会生存，不会生，没有什么生存的能力。
These kids are unable to survive in this society.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这没有按照圣经的话。
Because they didn't follow the words in the Bible.
圣经说，你要你孩子好，就让他吃一点苦。
The Bible says if you want your kid to grow up to be good, you need to let them struggle for a little bit.
不要最好的都给他。
We don't give them the best of everything.
不要让他人生一帆风顺。
We shouldn't give them a life so smooth that there is no struggle.
要从小给他吃一点苦。
When they were young, we give them a little bit of pain.
给他一些责任。
We give them a little responsibility.
在家里要做事情。
And we try to let them help in the house.
在家里要做事情很重要，你要给他饿。在基督里的教导不是只是要他背圣经而已。
This is very important when we try to raise our kids in Christ, not just let them memorize the words in the Bible.
要让他在家里做事情。
We need to give them a yoke that is help, let them help in the family.
我去香港啊，这个七月的时候去香港一趟。
And in July, I visited Hong Kong.
我住在我舅舅的家。
I live in my uncle's house.
每天我下去。
And every day I go there.
去坐车啊，在商场里面啊。
And then when I go to take subway and go to the mall.
那个时候啊，那个时候那个还没放暑，那个时候香港还没有放暑假。
At that time, in Hong Kong, it's not the summer vacation.
很多小朋友穿着校服。
And we see a lot of kids in their uniforms.
这些孩子不用背书包了。
And these kids, no one gonna need to carry a heavy backpack.
旁边有一个菲佣，或者是印佣，或者是泰佣啊。
And a lot of them will have a servant beside them.
那那个应用就跟在后边。
And we see the servant follow the kid around.
帮小朋友背书包。
With a heavy backpack.
小朋友就在前面，好像老板一样。
And then we see the kid walking in front of the servant like a big boss.
差不多每一个小朋友都是这样应用费用带大的。
I see this is a very common thing now in Hong Kong.
然后呢？当然叫中产阶级了，养得起，能够请得起工人的人。
Of course, these are the kids from the middle class and above.
那小孩子在家呢，吃饭的时候怎么吃的呢
？And how do these kids eat at home?
iPad 一边玩。
They on one hand they have the iPad.
费用应用了就一直喂。
And then the servants will try to feed them.
有时候呢，他晚上再跑开不想吃，那后边那个还追着喂。
And sometimes the kids don't want to eat anymore. They'll run away, and the servant will have to chase after them.
喂一顿饭要一个钟头。
Sometimes it takes 1 hour to feed the kid.
那个父母呢？
And what's parent doing?
我就规定好这个应用费用，每天要给他吃什么，做什么。
The parents instruct the servants what they should feed the kids every day.
那早上赶时间嘛，所以应用费用要帮他们换衣服啊，换衣服就是这样就可以了，伸开手就可以了。
In the morning when the servant will help the kids change, all they need to just raise your arms.
很赶时间嘛，他们就伸开衣服，那还帮他刷牙呢。
Because they need to hurry up in the morning, so all they do they just raise their hand, and the servant even brush teeth for them. They'll carry the backpack and send them to school.
在家里完全不用做任何的事。
In their house, they don't need to do anything.
有时间就来读书。
And when they have free time, they study.
有时间就是用来练琴。
If they have time, they practice piano.
有人去补习。
Send them to other class lessons.
这一代就是外佣所带大的。
And we see this generation brought by the servants.
但是发觉很大的问题，现在社会学家已经发现这一代的孩子很大的问题。
But then we see that the research already found out there's issues with this generation.
这一代孩子有些已经长大了，情绪很不稳定。
We see the kids grow up in this generation. They are not very stable mentally.
然后那个考试放榜了，考得稍微一点点不好了，好几个就跳楼了。
And we see when the school result came out, if it's not good, A lot of them kill themselves.
很会读书，但是呢，情绪很不稳定。
These kids know how to study, but then they are not stable.
啊，遇到一些人生的挫折了，就要生要死。
When they meet up just a little conflict in their life, they can't handle.
为什么
？Why?
因为人生没有幼年的时候就负恶。
That is because when they are young, they didn't take any responsibility.
什么都有。
They have everything.
很多人服侍。
A lot of them serve them.
很顺利。
It's very easy for them.
结果一出到社会了，不是这样啊！社会没有人这样对你的。
But then after they grow up, they enter society. It's totally different.
所以就崩溃了。
And then they collapse.
完全没有生存的能力。
They are unable to survive.
所以父母如果爱儿女
，So if a parent, if you love your kids,
第一，除了要他家里读圣经之外
，Number the first point, not just have them read the Bible.
除了要他们要守界限，不要超过之外
，And then we need to teach them not to cross the boundary.
让他负恶。
And then we should teach them to take some yoke.
你不是帮妈妈做家事哦。
You're not helping your mother to.
你要告诉他，这是你的家。
We should say that this is your house.
你住在这里，你要做事，你有你的责任。
You live here, so then you have your responsibility.
从小，四五岁、五六岁开始都可以做事，一直做事，他的头脑就平衡了。
And when the kids, when they're 5 or 6 years old, they can start helping, and then the more they do, the more stable they are.
他在打扫的时候，刷地板的时候，头就动了，就平衡了。
So everyone, if they help cleaning the house, and then they'll feel secure.
最近放暑假。
And now is the summertime.
前几天我在外面拔杂草。
And the other day, I was just trying to get rid of weeds in the yard.
后来我想想，没有理由我一个人在拔那么辛苦。
And I generally don't do this, and I was just doing it myself. And I thought to myself, why am I doing this myself?
他们吃那么多饭。
I thought to myself that my kids eat so much.
在里面吹冷气，我在外面拔杂草。
My kids are in the house having aircon on.
怎么可以
？How can I just be outside myself doing this?
我说不行，我说你们要出来帮我拔。
So I went in and just get them.
不是帮我拔，是要一起拔。
It's not like helping me to do this, but we are just doing this together.
有一些教会的小朋友也来我家 sleep over， 我也叫他们一起来拔。
And then there were some kids in my house doing sleep over. I got all of them outside.
他们也拔得很高兴。
And they're actually quite enjoying this.
到最后也很累。
And then everyone was very tired.
但是呢，在整个过程当中啊
，But then we see during this process,
出了汗
，and people were exercising, sweating under the sun.
再进去里面，哇，又很开心了。
And after they go back in the house, they had happy.
今天我们的孩子很难教，就是因为太缺少劳动。
And today sometimes we find it's very difficult to teach our kids because they don't really labor.
生活太舒服。
And their life just way too easy.
接触电子电脑的东西太多。
Too many electronics in your life.
但是呢，没有负恶。
But then they have no yoke.
所以我们要从小给他，父母要爱他的话。
So if we love them,
让他帮忙做家事。
We need to teach them to help in the house.
给他责任。
We need to give them responsibility.
就像信徒要信仰要成长也要做圣工。
Just like as a believer in church, if you want your faith to grow, you have to do holy work.
不能说我来教会就是听完道理，等一下整个吃什么？哎呀，怎么那么难吃？
You cannot just come to the church, listen to the words, and wait for lunch, and then complain about lunch.
什么地方都不干净。
Not so good, and the church is not too clean.
这好像来当客人这样子。
As if you are a guest in this place.
这样没有信仰没有进步。
And then you see that your faith will not grow.
信仰要进步，要想我能跟我在教会做什么。
If you want your faith to grow, you have to look around and see what can I help the church.
这个教会是我的。
Because I belong to this church.
我要为神负点什么恶。
I need to take some responsibility.
越早负恶越好。
The earlier you take on this responsibility, the better.
所以在基督里面教导。
That's how we teach kids.
让小孩子能够吃苦。
We need to teach them to be able to take some
暑期打暑期工啊，很好啊，去打暑期工。
Just like sending them to do part-time jobs in summer.
他辛苦啊，说哎呀怎么样？辛苦就是好，就是要去吃苦。
When they have to work for something, it's good.
主耶稣为了我们就吃了很多苦。
Because our Lord Jesus suffered for us,
所以我们也要学习吃苦。
So we need to learn to suffer for Him.
这个就是基督里面的教导。
This is the teachings in Christ.
不要怕孩子吃苦。
We shouldn't be afraid for them to take on a little responsibility.
当然，同时我们自己也有这种吃苦的心智。
And similarly, we should do the same.
神都会帮助我们。
And the Lord will help us.
好，我们来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
455。
455。